Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we are back. It's the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and we hope Fritz makes it through the show. Ike, we are down 2-0. It's pretty dire, buddy. How you feeling?
Brother Spike, today is not a good day.
Nope.
But we'll figure out a way to get through it together.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was tough. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm really so disappointed in the sports gods over the last 3 to 4 days.
It's not been
great. It's supposed to have been a great weekend here in the Philadelphia area for us as sports fans. And quite frankly, I don't know if it could have gone any worse.
Sixers even lost 2 in Abu Dhabi.
Well, I guess it could be worse.
Yeah,
yes.
They did.
I didn't even know about that.
Yep.
Flyer season starts tonight, tonight or tomorrow, one of those days.
Thursday.
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that voice you hear right there. Listen, every once in a while, you see a little brother in a little trouble, right?
Yep.
You realize, though, he's got to fight his way through some things in life.
Yep.
And Jackie Baseball, I'm here to tell you, this is going to be one of those moments. You're going to fight your way through it, brother. Holler at your boy.
Yeah. it sucks, man. Like, it sucks. It's been a really great season, and they're on. It has. It's been a great season. They won 96 games. You invest a lot into this. We all invest a lot into this. You know, we're all fans, yada, yada, yada. And it could be over in 3 games. It could all be over in 3 games.
Man.
And I think what's made this even more frustrating is that, like, it's not like the Dodgers have come in here and just blasted the baseball all over the park. They've been right there with this team.
Yes.
And they just are finding little freaking ways to keep losing baseball games. Mm. Like, yep. The little things they keep doing wrong. And that's what sucks. And you're going to look back at the series if it goes the way that we think it's going to go, and they probably have to break up the core, and maybe they'll fire the manager, and who knows what the rest of the time here looks like.
Ooh.
You're going to look back at this series and be like, they were right there. They could be up 2-0 right now.
Yeah.
They could just as easily be up 2-0 as they're down 0-2.
I mean, you look back at the good playoff runs in Philadelphia history and the bad ones, and you can look back and there are just little tiny moments, right? If this ball doesn't go in, if that ball goes in, if this penalty doesn't get called, and that's what it is. And I would echo what Jack says in that the season is not over yet, but I am mostly sad that we've invested so much time and energy into this and that it might be over. The Philly season is different than the other seasons. There's more games to watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I am mostly sad here. And there are a bunch of things to talk about, and we will get to all of them throughout the show. But and the bunt has been won, and that is fair to talk about. But I think there's a reason that at the end of the game, we are counting on Max Kepler, who we thought was going to be DFA'd after the trade deadline, was hitting 215. Mm-hmm. Nick Castellanos, who got benched and everybody hates. Mm-hmm. Bryson Stott, who was the 9-hole hitter. And an injured Harrison Bader, who just got here 2 months ago. And that is because the Stars failed and have failed in this series. And I know sometimes, I'm just being straightforward and honest here.
Get it off your chest.
Well, I know sometimes I seem like a hater. I am not a hater. Well, no, a hater wants them to fail.
Right.
I don't want them to fail.
Right.
I am a skeptic, not a hater. And that is sort of a blessing and a curse. The curse is when things are going well, I can't always enjoy them because I see the other side, right? The good
some would say you look for the other
side. Right. It's sort of, it's a combination of just how I am as a person, doing this for as long as I've done it. That's just how I am. Yeah. And the negative
is... Some would say it's in your DNA.
Some would say. And the bad part is I miss some of the fun. The good part, I guess, is sometimes I see some of the negative things that other people don't see because they're having fun, right?
Yeah.
So with the stars in the town, when someone is getting praise that I don't think is deserved, I'm going to say it. Or if there's something that I think that is negative that isn't being brought up, I'm going to say it. And Kyle Schwarber, and we all agree this, Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper have been useless in these two games. But what I wanted, and anyone who has watched a game with me would know this, is those guys to just come up huge and prove every doubt I have wrong. I would have been in tears. I would have been so happy if that happened. Kyle Schwarber is a good player and a good guy. But it has always been my perception that he is a front-running player who is good when things are going well. He hits mistake pitches. He does not have good at-bats. And this year, he has fallen into this thing, this home run hitting thing, where we have lost a lot of the good hitter Kyle Schwarber that we had last year, where he would hit a single or a double or work a walk or some of those things. And he has been completely lost. And in the NLDS last year, he had one hit, a home run in his first at bat. He didn't have another hit. He doesn't have a hit in this series. He didn't have a hit in the Citi Field series, right? Mm-hmm. And when we are relying on this guy that we're all screaming MVP at and all talking about a blank check to come through in just one of these spots, it is disheartening to see him not do it. And then there is Bryce Harper, who is a good player, right? But what I see...
Great player.
Was a great player. What I see is a player who is clearly in decline and a player who too often cares more about what it looks like and the image and the highlight and the poster and then actually making the right baseball play. And he has come up largely small in this. He had two very, very big opportunities yesterday, and he did not come through on either of them. So I sit here, and what I think he's trying to do is getting out there, he's swinging as hard as he can because he wants to hit this giant home run that everybody celebrates. Well, really, if we just got a single, we would have been pretty happy. And I am sad because those two guys who should be the guys who are coming through in these spots have come up so small. And the reality that you are wanting this team to come through and you know eventually you're going to need those two guys to do it. And they have not been there in this series. And it's just sort of the sad realization that they may not be what we want them to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have much to push back against what you said. I'll say this. It's been very disappointing not to have the top of the lineup do what we expect them to do in the postseason. You know, it's one thing to go through the regular season, and these guys have their moments during the regular season, and it's 162 games, and so those games are important for you to get to the postseason. Unfortunately for those guys, is they have 162 games to go through the ups and downs and let it all average out. In the postseason, you don't.
Yes.
You got to be on. You got to be on. There is no guarantee we're going to play 15 games, so I'll get it together in the last five games if I don't hit in the first five games. It doesn't work that way. So, unfortunately for them, in the last two postseasons, in large part, they have not produced. And I know Trey got a nice hit last night, drove in a run. Trey is not at the top of the list of things that bothers me about where us being down 0-2. It is primarily our two biggest players at the top of the lineup. It is Topper's decision making.
Yep.
Although it's not the primary reason why they're 0-2, I'll tell you, managerial decisions in the postseason matter more.
Yes.
Because it isn't 162 games. It isn't a game on a Tuesday night in July.
You can't just see how this is going to work out for next time. You have to be right.
It does not happen. It is so magnified in the postseason. So that is contributing. Give credit to those guys in the middle and the bottom of the lineup. I don't even know if these games are even competitive without those two and our starting pitching.
Yep.
They've done their job. This is disappointing. This is disappointing. They got to find a way anyway to win tomorrow, and we'll get to that. But you look at those two games, and even last night, even the fact that they scrapped and clawed their way back into the game. And they had us fooled for a minute there. Listen, I thought we were going to win that game. I really did. I really did. And then we get ourselves in that position and we beat ourselves. I'll never understand Cassidy on second base with no outs.
And not scoring.
In a one-run game, and we couldn't get the tying run home. That's the series right there in a nutshell. We'll be fortunate if we win tomorrow. We damn sure don't look like we're going to win three straight. So whether it ends in 3, 4, or 5, today it doesn't feel good.
It doesn't.
It doesn't feel good.
Jack, where are you at?
Don't lose in game 5. Like, if it's sometimes, honestly, I wouldn't even want to make it to a game 5 if it means a loss in game 5.
Well, yeah, I would agree. Just get it over with in 4.
You will be a puddle.
They couldn't even let us just die last night. They had to give us that little bit of ounce of hope in the 9th, and then they blew it. Listen, I hear both of you, and I'm frustrated with the Stars as well. No interest in letting them off the hook. You want all the accountability you want. I get it. The reality is all these guys, but where my ire is being drawn is with the manager, who I believe should be managing for his job out in LA, because everything is magnified in the postseason, and it seems like the decisions he is making are backfiring in the game's biggest moments. Robertson one felt obvious to me to not put him back out there. It's the thing I hate more than anything in the world that Rob Thompson does is these up-downs with the bullpen guys. And then last night, to bunt Bryson Stott in that situation. And by the way, like, no one playing it well. Like, even the decision to bunt is one thing. Also, Stott not realizing he could pull the bat back and slap it, a little slug bunt. Or Castellanos not realizing, stay with the freaking shortstop or go back to second base. Like, part of me is actually happy that they are getting exposed of being a dumb baseball team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because we've watched them for 4 seasons be a dumb baseball team. And it's finally rearing its ugly head against a team that is just as more talented than you, that is coming to your ballpark. Kike Hernandez is cackling to Freddie Freeman after the game last night. Can you believe we took 2 here? Like, they came into your ballpark. You're 2-9 in your last 11 playoff games. You're losing all these games at home, which is supposed to be this huge field advantage where you have the best record in baseball in the regular season at home. But, like, little things are costing this team, and little things have cost this team, and managerial decisions, managerial style of play, things like that. I think Rob Thompson is a great regular season manager. He can get you through the regular season, but when it comes to putting the team over the top and winning a World Series, like, that's where he has failed. Two straight games. On top of big decisions last year, big decisions in the Diamondback series, big decisions in the World Series in 2022 that have backfired. Big, big, big decisions that when you're talking about winning a series against the Dodgers, you have to get right.
Well, and on top of that, I think their poor fundamental play is a reflection. It has to be a reflection on Thompson. It has to be, right?
Yeah.
And we'll get to it in a minute. Jimmy Rollins explained what Nick Castellanos did wrong on the base paths in that situation. I was sort of laughing, thinking about it. And Jimmy, have you watched this team run the bases at any point in the last 2 or 3 years? They always make the wrong decision running the bases. You see it when they're on the bases. You see it when they're trying to execute a rundown.
Was thrown out at second base. He just missed a tag.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, you could see it all over the place. Yeah. The idea that they would fundamentally know how to execute that. And I think the it's an excellent contrast between the Dodgers and the Phillies, because the Dodgers are not the Brewers. The Brewers have to be excellent from a fundamental standpoint because they do
and
not
they know that.
They don't have the same talent.
Right.
But over on the Dodgers, you see the biggest money team in the history of baseball doing the right things.
Yes.
And it just proves there is a sort of, you know, smugness or devil may care attitude from the Phillies saying we're good, we know it, we don't have to do that dumb stuff. There's no way they worked on this stuff. They don't work on rundowns. They don't work on this particular situation. You know, so
and it's going to cost them.
Yes,
like it's going to cost them.
It's cost them at least that game. At least if you say it didn't cost them the first game, the fundamentals part, at least it cost them the second game.
Yeah.
Right, Trey not throwing the ball to the right side of the plate.
JT being on the wrong side of the plate.
Well, that was a business decision. That's free agent JT not wanting to block
Cassianos throwing through the wrong base.
Yeah, so we'll get to that one. I wonder, did he do that to prevent Betts from scoring?
I don't know. Okay. I felt watching it. They threw the wrong base.
Okay. Yeah, seriously. Yeah, throw the ball to second base, bro.
I thought so, but then I see Betts. Right, whatever. All right, this is a big therapy session.
There was a lot going on in that game last night.
There was a lot going on.
And there were literally no hit for five innings.
Yeah,
yeah. You could have bet on that.
And then we got to the ninth.
We
got to the ninth. And it was happening. And man, it was it felt like it was happening.
Oh, man.
When Casty puts his bat out and is called safe.
I know.
Yeah.
There it is.
And you review it and it actually went the Phillies' way.
Yeah. Yes.
Like the second they put Shrine
in.
He was
safe.
Yeah,
he was
safe.
That was a dumb
decision, but he was safe.
Yeah.
Like Shrine was the perfect guy to get.
Yes.
He's cooked, man.
Yep.
The Brewers putting him in that situation is crazy.
Yeah.
They had Sasaki, who is, again, he's now resurgent, but again, that's a huge spot for him. And Trey even hits the ball pretty hard. And if he's full strength, maybe he's Freddie Freeman,
pushes Freeman to bobble it a little bit. Yeah.
Sucked, man.
It did.
They were right there.
And the one positive thing, and positive to the bottom of the order that you said,
mm-hmm.
Harrison Bader can be on my baseball team for the rest of eternity. If he wants to be a Philly when he's 55 years old,
hey, the man.
That guy walking up there, but he's saying he's 80%. I don't know, if you saw him running to first base, he ain't 80%.
No.
He could barely run. He gets up there, and Ike said this before the show, everybody watching that ball game knew Harrison Bader was getting a hit there.
Yep.
It was just a question of what the hit was going to be.
Yep.
Is he going to hit a home run and end it?
I actually thought he was going to hit a home run.
Yeah, and end it. It's Harrison Bader, from now until forever, should be a Philadelphia Philly. I want him to retire as a Philly. That guy, no problems with Harrison Bader today. All right, 215-592-9494.
Oh,
Corey
man.
In Columbus, you are on WIP.
Hey, man, y'all all explained everything. I mean, like just watching a game last night, and it's like when you go into the bottom of the ninth or whatever, and then you see like the lineup was it was Kepler, and then who it was Kepler, Cassianos, whoever, whatever.
Marsh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marsh. Yep. And then
it was Kepler starting, then Marsh, I believe.
Right. I'm thinking this 1-2-3 out, the game over. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, most people were thinking that because
Marsh.
So then you know we getting people home. You know, and then you get the whole stock punting. Like, first of all, the question of the day, what is it? Is Topper managing for his job? Of course. That ain't even a question. Like he should be fired unless they win the World Series. Like, this dude, this has been the same dude every single year making dumb decisions, right? So it's like, I don't even know why that's even a question. He should be fired. And I get it. Everybody like him. I mean, some people don't. I don't mind him. But it's like he don't really do nothing. I know he's not a rah-rah guy, but he don't bring no energy to this team. He make dumb decisions with the bullpen. He's telling people. And then y'all don't even know how to execute a bunt. Just like Jack said, Cassianos, you a dumb player, bro. When you see the bunt ain't executed properly, you still run anyway. When you know stop going to first, you don't got to go to third. Then you sit up here, and let me talk about the top three, right? The Ohio peasant, right? The Ohio peasant. We sit up here, this dude, we praising you. I'm saying that you need to be the damn MVP. You got zero hits in two series. One hit, maybe versus the Mets. One or zero hits in NLDS in the past 2 years, right?
One.
Bryce Harper, right? MVP3, we praise you. Great guy, and I love Bryce, and I hate to do this because I really love Bryce Harper. You can't do nothing. I can't even really be mad at Trey Turner. Like, I know everybody gets mad, but it's like Trey Turner, third best player on the team. I know that, you know, Schwarber doesn't play the field, but it's like this team, man, it's like every year y'all do dumb stuff. Like, y'all get us excited. Y'all be selling us false hopes. Y'all be selling us damn fake CDs on the corner. We think we about to get a top 95, and this stuff is blank. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, what the hell? And, like, we tuning in. Like, we thinking it's over. We on life support. You know what I'm saying? Beep, beep, beep. We on life support. Y'all, I'm like, we about to win. You know what I'm saying? Trey Turner coming. Because this is the thing. If Castellanos isn't stupid, right, and he stays at second, even if Turner get out, we got zero outs. We got Turner, Schwarber, and Harper, the three best players on the team. And then think about Bryce Harper coming to the plate with two outs and the bases loaded. I know if that would have happened, he would have delivered. But we don't even get the damn moment. We don't even get the damn moment.
Well, and they couldn't pinch run for him because they had Wilson for Bader.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying they should have pinch run for Castellanos. I don't know how you do that there, because if you can find somebody, you could put a pitcher in there, and maybe that person's faster than Castellanos. But there's no way that pitchers haven't run the bases for 3 years, 4 years, how many years it's been. Yeah, you couldn't, right? I mean, Marshawn, maybe? I don't know.
No.
Well, I would imagine anybody's faster than Castellanos except for Bohm.
Yeah, I'd love a little sprint off between those two. Well, that's the part where, like, not to get too nitty-gritty, but there's two things that annoy, well, not annoy me. One, that's where the Rojas injury before the series hurts, because he could have been in that situation. Mm-hmm. They were going to bring him up, but he got hurt last week at Lehigh Valley. And then, I know, but they pulled Sosa with two outs in the seventh inning for no reason when they could to bat Stott.
Oh, right.
So they could have theoretically just kept Stott on the bench, and he could have pinch ran there. I know that's like extreme 20/20 hindsight.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to pinch hit him in the seventh. There was two outs with no one on.
Well, and all it comes to, and thank you for the call, Corey. What it comes down to is just let Bryson Stott swing the bat. I mean, yeah. Bryson Stott is the smartest hitter on the team. He has the best bat control on the team. You have the other team teetering. You know, I mean, that is if Bryson Stott hits a double down the line, that is a series-changing inning, you know, if he does that. Your best-case scenario there is Castellanos is on third, right? Let's say it all worked. Actually, let's do this next. We'll do the whole bunt thing next, because you'll hear what J-Roll said. You'll hear what Larry Anderson said, and we'll break that down. This is a therapy day for all of us. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.